Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. A little Heartland music brings us back. This is John Mellencamp. I'm Jim Blasingame at your service, having more fun than the law allows here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check it out. You can find out more about the book there and also how to buy it. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Rebounders, columnist for Yahoo Finance. That's yahoofinance.com or yahoo.com/finance, right?
It's finance.yahoo.com.
There it is. I knew we'd lurch uncontrollably to the right URL there. Finance.yahoo.com, folks. Don't listen to me. Listen to Rick. Hey, Rick, I was telling the audience before you got here that we were going to talk about the Fed. And the reason I reminded them that they should care about this is that as the Fed unwinds, the Fed's ramping up of quantitative easing has helped small business owners very little over the last 5 years, except maybe to save the economy in the early days, but subsequently it's helped them very little. But the unwinding of the quantitative easing, the dropping off of buying fewer securities, now down to what, $55 billion a month and all that, as they continue to go down and reduce their balance sheet, that is likely to have an impact on their business, and not necessarily in a good way. And that's the reason why I think it's important for them to understand what's going on. And you wrote an article recently about four big challenges that the new Fed chairman, Janet Yellen, will have. Tell us about those.
It's really interesting because Ben Bernanke was chairman of the Fed for 8 years, from 2006 to the end of January 2014. And throughout this program, he basically ran up a lot of bills while supposedly saving the economy. And
$3 trillion plus, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, and Janet Yellen is now faced with the job of paying those bills, if you will. And it's probably not a coincidence that just as the Fed has started to back away from this super easy money policy, which began in December, the stock market has come down. We're now in a what I guess is called a pullback, which is about a 5 to 6% decline. 10% would be a correction, and 20% would be a bear market. So we could be heading for that 10% correction, and that's not terrible. That's not terrible, but it's probably not a coincidence that that is happening just as the Fed is transitioning to a slightly tighter policy.
Which is something that I've been predicting now for a long time, and you probably have too, Rick. And when you say it might not be a bad thing, I agree if it can be done in a measured way. But if it causes the economy to go down. See, remember, Rick, as I talked about earlier, the economy didn't grow because of all that money that came in from the Fed. The stock market did. The economy didn't.
Right.
And so in the unwinding, the stock market's going to come down, and that's going to hurt the economy.
Well, this is the big question about the Fed's policy, Jim, and there are a lot of different opinions on this. We're never going to be able to prove how much the Fed helped or harmed the economy, because you don't know what would have happened if the Fed didn't do all of this. It's quite likely we would have had a much worse recession that would have lasted longer, but no one can prove that. So the air has to come out of the bubble sooner or later. Mm-hmm. And what the Fed is trying to do, and that, this is not just the chairman or the chairperson saying it, it's the committee. Mm-hmm. And what they're saying is, we think the economy is now strong enough that we can start letting the air out of the bubble.
Right.
And to the Fed's credit, they have said if circumstances change, we can change our policy. But the whole question is, how much can they control all of this?
Right.
Or can it? Will it get beyond control? And
well, didn't they also say
that happens in 2014?
Didn't they also say? Didn't Bernanke essentially say that part of his calculation, part of his calculus, did not take into effect policies coming out of Washington that would hinder the economic growth?
Here's what Bernanke has said. He has said that fiscal policy, which is what Congress does with spending,
right,
taxation, and so forth,
right,
has actually made it harder for the Fed to do its job, and that's
right,
because the economic view on this is that when you cut government spending and you raise taxes a little bit, which both happened in 2013, and not to mention these idiotic arguments over whether we should default on the U.S. debt and
right,
over the borrowing limit. It's just the wrong thing to do, and it's the wrong time to do it. There certainly is a time to cut back on government spending and raise taxes if
right,
you need to, but it's not when the economy is weak. It's when you've gotten through the problem and everything is coming back, and that's not what Congress did.
Right.
So the Congress has made the Fed's job a lot harder, and Bernanke has.
Well, I don't think it's just I don't think it's just Congress. I think you have to talk about Washington, because I promise you. When you say Congress, you've got to include the Affordable Care Act, because I promise you, one of the big negatives in economic growth in the last 4 years has been the Affordable Care Act, the existence, and now the rolling out of the Affordable Care Act.
I think you and I would have an argument about that, Jim.
Yeah.
We don't have time to go on air. I've looked. I mean, the numbers don't show it.
The polling does, and small business owners just don't like the Affordable Care Act. And not just my polling, other polling as well.
I know that. You're right about that. However, the thing only went into effect in last October, and it's actually going to affect small businesses less than the polling suggests.
I pray that you're correct.
Any company under 50 employees is exempt from the,
But Main Street is an emotional beast as is Wall Street, and you can't minimize the emotional part of this. We're going to come back and talk about some more of this with our good friend Rick Newman. After these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.